Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's that time. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well. Leroy.
Hello, Jennifer.
I have a wolf on my shirt. Is that what you were looking for?
No. What does that say? Cinderella?
No.
What?
Oh,
I actually have no idea what it says. I don't know.
Thunder Bay?
It says Rockville.
It does say Rockville.
JFK was probably like rooting for like the queen in Cinderella, like the evilness. Like if she's a goth person, she's like, oh, give me the one with the who is that lady with the horns? I feel like you'd root
Maleficent.
Yeah, dude. Oh. I feel like a young JFK was rooting for Maleficent.
You know what's funny? One of my probably my favorite movie. Princess movie growing up was Sleeping Beauty. She's in that movie.
Yep. See, nailed it, dude.
Tobin, is your daughter into, she may be a little too old for this, Descendants? Have you been hearing about Descendants?
She was she was Descendants for like Halloween years ago.
Okay.
My nieces were too.
Yeah, I'm just hearing about that one.
They actually gave me a shirt. So we went to Disney one day. For like making Not So Scary, and they made t-shirts of that show, movie, whatever it is, and they put Maleficent on my shirt.
How about that?
Look at that.
I'm on to it.
Connecting dots. Look at that.
What do we got today, Froggy, for Goosies? No Goosies.
Well, earlier in the show, we briefly discussed this, and Schmeathen kind of called it putting lipstick on a pig, but who cares what he has to say? Because the Miami Heat have returned with Vice Baby. Vice jerseys back in action. The white jerseys from a few years back have returned. I want to know, guys, does this give you Goosies? Oh, look at that sad. This is sad. I'm sorry.
It does hurt watching that.
I apologize.
Seeing Jimmy in the
Yes.
That hurts.
Maybe he'll be there tomorrow. You don't know. I mean, maybe everything's going to be good tonight.
You know damn well.
Let's get off that cloud.
Hold on.
Maybe he's going to be there, baby.
Get off that cloud.
Tobin, stop lying to yourself.
We don't know.
Yes, we do.
We don't know.
I think we don't, dude.
You don't know that, dude. Maybe the meeting goes swimmingly.
Okay.
Has anything here gone swimmingly?
Yeah. No. Only thing swimming is a rat's off of a ship.
I will say that I have the Goosies because it may be the greatest uniform this town has ever produced.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that it's back. Leroy does make a great point that Nico was 12 when this came out, which is kind of crazy because it feels like the Vice is fairly new, but it has been, what, 8 years? Been a while. So happy that they're back. They look amazing. And, you know, send me a side one of them 22s in clearance, you know?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Not even you're sure about tomorrow.
Yeah. I definitely have the Gooseys. These are my favorite uniforms.
Nice.
Gooseys.
Every version of those jerseys I liked.
I agree.
I didn't really care for the cotton candy.
I also have the Gooseys. It just looks so nice. Gooseys. And just like that.
You didn't like when they meshed them together, Marcos?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one. Wasn't really.
The people call it the gender reveal jersey.
Yeah, it just was weird. It was just not great.
I think what happened there is Nike's like, give us some more.
Yeah.
More!
Put them together! and then they did the mashup after that one, right?
I like the mashups. Yeah, the mashups were cool.
I didn't mind.
A lot of people wear those. A lot of people wear the mashups.
A lot of people, because the mashup was the first time you got to like do your own thing.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think hands-on getting your own jersey the way you wanted it.
They do a good job collaborating with the crowd, for sure.
They nearly had a perfect run with the Blood Reds until the Utah game. I think they nearly ran the table with Utah, with the Blood Reds until that 36-point ass-kicking that they took. But hopefully...
The Gogurt jersey was disgusting.
Is that what you Gogurt say? Gogurt. That was something. That was I liked all of it. The blue ones I liked. I liked the black one. I love the black one. The black one's honestly my favorite. I like the black
one. The yellow ones could kick rocks.
Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That was crazy. I didn't want to talk about that.
I didn't get that. I'm like, what are we, the Pacers? What's going on?
It's crazy.
Anyway, we all have Gooseys. Gooseys, unanimous Goose.
Gooseys galore. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What's number two there, Frog Boy?
Number two, Udonis Haslem put out a top five big men around the league. Put this out on ESPN. Fortunately, that list was missing old lover boy. Bam, out of
no, don't say that.
What?
Oh, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Well, hey man, I he wouldn't do rules. That.
Sure,
Udonis Haslem's top five.
Does
big
he
man.
Have to pick Bam because he's a Heat guy?
I mean,
no, like really, like what? How is that a knock on Bam?
That's his guy.
That he's still gonna be his guy, just because he says he's not a top five big.
I need proof of this. I don't believe it.
Okay, put up the list.
All right, I have the list here. The list is number one, Joker.
Boy. Hold on. Take it down.
He can't wait see that.
Wait a minute. Listen.
That's nobody, not real. You photoshopped that. Nobody, you photoshopped it.
Nobody cares who the top four are.
Yeah. Yeah, usually you start with five, you go down to one. I was like, nope, I'm going to start with one and go to five. Joker, number one. Anthony Davis, number two. Kat, having a...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good season in New York, number three, Wembanyama, number four. And old DeMontis Sabonis, number five.
Here, my question to you is this, Coach. if you look at his numbers, can you say he's wrong?
Oh, man. No, this guy has this crazy notion that someone was stuffed in a locker 3 years ago.
He did stuff him in a locker. Anytime they took him out, he's on a little bit of a run right now. I give him credit where credit's due.
It's been years.
Bam Adebayo used to put Domantas Sabonis. I don't know what the hell's happened. When he went to the Kings, all of a sudden it went away. But let me tell you something. Pacers Sabonis never stood a chance against Bam.
Oh, okay, man. That was 3 years ago.
Living in the past,
we're
Grandpa.
We're top five right now. I mean, like, they're like,
maybe it's a motivational tactic. Maybe it's a motivational tactic.
Maybe. Like reverse, I mean, like guess what? He didn't even include an MVP.
You don't look so well, Tobin. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Have you seen Bam play basketball this year, J-Fig? Can't hit the broadside of a barn. Doesn't take any shots. I mean, literally, like, anytime he drives to the basket, it's a charge. What do you mean, am I doing okay? Why would I be okay from that? What a terrible question that is. And Domantas Sabonis.
Why did someone for yelling at me like that?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the list. I'm yelling at, I would never yell at you. You're a lovely person, and I would never. But I'm raising my voice at you, Udonis Haslam, because he went against the family. I mean, you could have picked any other center. Can you pick Şengün? But you got to put Sabonis on five. Why did you just stab me right in the heart, Udonis?
He left Embiid off the list.
No, deserved. I mean, come on. He doesn't play basketball.
Şengün.
I mean, go look at Sabonis' numbers.
I don't need to see his numbers. I know what his numbers are.
I'm going
to
look at
having a better season than Bam. I understand what his numbers are. You don't have to look at his numbers. I know what his numbers are.
Look at those numbers.
Why you think Bam should be in front of him then?
Just, you know, you got to stay loyal. I thought we're 10 toes down.
Are you allowed to have that many rebounds in a game? Is that allowed? So no gooses, I'm assuming.
Not for me.
Fair.
I'm not a big
no goosies.
So, I don't like this.
Aside. Yeah, I don't have goosies just because I don't like lists. But
I also only want to apologize. Say this.
I also got no goosies to you, to Tobin, saying that Bam should be on the list over Sabonis.
No goosies.
His face. I hate his face. Stupid hair.
You can hate his face. Do you hate his game?
Daddy's boy.
Okay.
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
The only person I want to apologize is to J-Fig for my tone.
That's all. No. Oh, my goodness.
But I don't apologize for my reaction to the list. I mean, that list can go to hell.
So who would you put on the list? Who would you put at five?
Jakob Poeltl.
See, that's why we can't take it. We can't. That's the,
and no, he's wait, going to
it's, it, wait, it's Poeltl. Wait, Tobin. Keep in mind. Let's be clear. It's Poeltl, right? With no R.
No R. Doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's Turkey, though. I don't know what they, you know, I don't know what they do over there. What's number three on the list, Froggy?
Number three.
Jakob Poeltl.
Okay.
I know you called him Jacob.
Mike Tyson.
Oh.
And Dean. He buys a $13 million mansion in Delray Beach from all Jake Paul fight money. Neighbors with Mike Tyson now. Does that give you goosies or no goosies?
That does give me goosies. Yeah. That does give me goosies. I'm happy that Mike Tyson, you know, as horrible as that event was, as I told you guys from the minute that it signed, it was going to be
goosies!
Awful.
Goosies!
If anybody deserves a little bit of cash because of how certain promoters who also live near Delray Beach, who are friends of the show, possibly took advantage of said boxer Mike Tyson. I am happy that in his later years he got that moñón, even if we all had to see his ass cheeks.
Thank you, Tobin.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
You're welcome, Don. So I have the goosies for Mike Tyson. Anytime I'm happy Mike Tyson got his dough.
Goosies.
I am amazed at how much Tyson has become beloved with all the stuff that he's been through and done, right? That this is amazing. This doesn't normally happen. Normally you just go out to pasture and whatever, but I mean, he had that tour. He's done a lot of stuff. He's been in movies, a lot of cameos. So good for him. He's still nobody will still cross him, right? He still seems like he has that ability to.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not messing with it. Mm-mm. Jennifer?
I have the gooseies. The one good thing that came gooseies. Out of that fight was the fact that he can now relax at a home in Delray next to the beach.
Yep.
It's a nice beach. So
it is a nice beach. I think there's a BurgerFi there.
I like the marketplace there. They got like a mall outdoor.
They do door. Have a nice marketplace.
A really nice one. Yeah, like they got good stuff there. Yeah, with that being
all
said,
the houses are worth $13 million. It is going to be nice.
Yeah. That being said, no gooseies, dude. No gooseies at all.
Okay. Why?
What? You expect me to like pity a man that once owned a tiger and like 500 pigeons? He's fine, dude. He was fine before. The rich got rich again. Whoa! Like, what are we doing?
Wow.
I don't care, dude. Thanks.
Wow.
Great, Mikey boy. Hope to see you on the beach with your buns out.
No gooseies.
Wow.
All right. Mike Fleissen lashing out here.
That was pretty good.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up.